This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And in addition to that, you can join us on our Discord call-in line. There's a dedicated room on Discord where you can jump in, and we will see you there. And you can talk to us on Discord. You can go to discord.lrn.fm to join that. That also allows you to chat with other Free Talk Live listeners before, during, and after the program. Joining you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up what you want. You guys and we've all brought stuff in to discuss that we think you might find interesting. And apparently the big, big news of the day, which we don't always cover on Free Talk Live, just because a lot of times big news isn't the most interesting news. But in this case, it's about a conflict between the federal government agencies of the president and the FBI.
Yes.
Daryl, you've got the story.
Yeah, and this is part of the whole ongoing investigation of President Trump and whether he colluded with the Russians to hack the election and something, something. And part of the evidence, and I always love mentioning this because I'm actually part of the evidence, though not named directly, part of the evidence of Russian involvement in the election is that RT America hosted debates with Libertarian and Green Party candidates and dared mention that there are candidates other than Republicans and Democrats.
RT being Russia Today.
Yes.
They don't normally say that that's what that stands for, but that's what that stands
right.
for. It's a government-funded channel, like the
right.
BBC.
It's the Russian version of Radio Free Europe.
Or the BBC, for instance. Or the what's the one that Iran has? Press TV.
Yes. Radio Free Europe being funded by the American government. Most people don't realize that the United States federal government airs propaganda around the world.
Yeah.
Radio Free Europe.
That's one of them, but there's also another one that they do, like you said, around the world.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have Radio
Is that Voice
Europe.
Of America?
That's it. Voice of America. Thank
yeah.
you. For that. I was thinking Radio America, but that's a syndicate in the local national business
right.
of radio syndication. So Trump has released some sort of paperwork?
Yeah.
Some evidence?
There was a memo, a previously classified memo that has been released. The memo allegedly shows misconduct by senior officials investigating the Trump campaign.
Mm-hmm.
The memo's emergence, and this story coming from Politico, the memo's emergence marks a dramatic new stage in the political war around the federal investigation into Kremlin interference into the election. Republicans say the memo exposes anti-Trump biases among top law enforcement officials who helped launch a federal probe into whether Russia infiltrated Trump's campaign team. Democrats counter that the GOP is politicizing intelligence and distorting facts of the Trump-Russia investigation. And they warned Trump on Friday not to use the memo as a pretext for firing special counsel Robert Mueller.
All right, so obviously I haven't read the memo, but I mean, this,
nor have I, because this, it just got released
yeah.
earlier today.
I mean, this is clearly, if it's a memo, then that's not speculative. That's what somebody wrote. That's a fact. So to call that not, you know, the facts, I mean, that's definitely somebody's fact.
Right. It's somebody's statement,
yeah.
but whether or not those statements are factual.
Sure, but isn't this a memo written by the supposed bad guys at the FBI? Revealing that they are corrupt? Isn't that what this is supposed to be?
I've got the memo pulled up. It's from Devin Nunez, chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. And it's 6 pages, so I'm not going to
read
the entire thing. Actually, his statement is only 2, and then there are more things. But, yeah, it's, you know, like, statements.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, are those statements factual. Now, part of this investigation update, and I'm scrolling through this live here, investigation update on October 21st, 2016, DOJ and FBI sought and received a FISA probable cause order, not under Title VII, authorizing electronic surveillance on Carter Page from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Page is a U.S. citizen who served as a volunteer advisor to the Trump campaign. Consistent with requirements under FISA, the application had to be first certified by the director or deputy director of the FBI. So they're admitting here.
Snooping on somebody.
We're snooping on somebody working for the Trump campaign. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know if they were also snooping on anybody working for the Clinton campaign. We don't know if they were snooping on anybody working for Johnson Weld. We don't know if they were snooping on people working for the Jill Stein campaign.
Well, the idea is that somebody in the FBI targeted Trump over these alleged Russian things. I don't know if was Hillary alleged to or Johnson alleged to have been involved with the Russians.
Hillary, as Secretary of State, definitely had meetings with, you know, people from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So she had connections. Whether or not those connections continued after she was Secretary of State, I don't know.
So, I mean, is anything going to come from this? Is Trump going to fire some bureaucrats?
So here's the interesting thing. There's speculation that Trump is going to try to fire Robert Mueller, who's the special counsel. And he actually, you know, wanted to fire him last year. And then there's, you know, claims that if he is placed under oath and asked the question, did you try to fire Robert Mueller? And he says, no, he committed perjury because we know that there were discussions about him wanting to fire Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
But then if he says yes, then did he just admit to obstruction of justice by trying to fire the prosecutor who's investigating him?
Is that obstruction of justice? I mean, I don't know. I mean,
if
can you not fire a prosecutor just because he's investigated?
Right, but
you've got to be able to fire somebody sometime, right? Why do you have to wait until the investigation's
over? Let me give a scenario.
Yeah.
Let's say you're the mayor of a city, and as mayor, you get to determine who the district attorney is.
Yep.
You're being investigated for some kind of fraud.
Mm-hmm.
The district attorney, who you are the direct supervisor of, is investigating you.
Yep.
If you fire the person investigating you,
looks bad.
You have obstructed the investigation.
Anyone else could pick up that investigation, so I disagree. The district attorney has associates, and there are other people in that office who could continue
people
the
people that you could also, as mayor, decide to fire.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But there's also other people outside of your office who could investigate you, including, you know, the state police or, in this case, the FBI or whatever.
Right.
I mean, there's no doubt. It looks bad. But, you know, can you really do you really have to wait until an investigation is over to fire somebody who's misbehaving in the office? I mean, what does this guy get to get away with just because he's investigating?
Misbehavior was, you're investigating me.
Yeah, but okay, I understand that. I'm sure they would come up with a different reason to fire him, though. They're not going to say that publicly. Oh, we fired this guy because he was investigating us. They're going to say this guy was a slow worker. He wasn't doing his job.
He's been taking forever to investigate me, and he should have investigated faster and harder and huger.
Whatever. I hope he shuts down the whole FBI, but that doesn't seem very likely.
He's not going to do that. You know he's not going to do that.
I don't really hope it'll do that, but it would be amazing.
Yeah.
Although, you know, he is entertaining. You've got to hand it to Trump. I mean, this is pretty...
With tiny hands.
I wonder if that would also be obstructing justice
to shut down the
FBI.
To hand it to Donald Trump?
No, to shut down
the whole FBI.
I'm sure somebody could argue that.
I don't
who's
think
bring the
he
charge?
Has the authority to shut down the FBI.
Who would bring the charge if he shut down the FBI? Who would charge him with obstructing justice?
U.S. Marshals.
Good question.
Usually, you have to interfere with a specific investigation in order to be obstructing justice.
Yes, and the investigation is very specific. That's why they hired a special counsel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, you know, some guy deciding, hey, I think this thing happened. I'm going to do some looking.
Gotcha. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, it has been a brutal day in the world of cryptocurrency, where most of them are down dramatically. Venezuelans are having to loot to eat these days. And also on the way, YouTube. Chris is going to be telling us about some new controversial moves by the video giant.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. The Discord that you can call us on is discord.lrn.fm as well. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
So we're going to talk a little bit about tech here. Internet, actually, where YouTube is apparently changing policies and cracking down on certain things. They're going after state-funded broadcasts, and they're also cranking up the difficulty of getting monetized. You guys both have different stories about this. Chris, let's start with yours here in a moment, but also do want to let you know about Zencash. So it's a great cryptocurrency out there that was founded in 2017 by liberty-loving voluntarists. They took some of the best technology, including zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and they are using that in Zencash. It's a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. You can find out more at Zencash.com. I've got some Zencash that I purchased with some Bitcoin for the Shire Free Church, which operates this radio show. And I did that after hearing their excellent interview on Call to Freedom. I mean, I was already interested in it since they were interested in us, and I took some time to do my own vetting before I decided to accept them as an advertiser here on Free Talk Live. But you know, I was already impressed with them, but once I heard them on the Call to Freedom and in what was a two-hour-long, unprecedented length interview. Normally they only have their crypto interviews for like an hour. This one went on for 2 hours, and you were on that show, Chris.
I was. It was an excellent show. If you haven't heard it, I would go back. I don't even know if there's
a couple weeks old at this point. But yeah, they've got the podcast over at the Call to Freedom. It's calltofreedomlive.com is where you can grab that. But Zencash, pretty impressive. You'll want to check it out for yourself, though, and do your due diligence, zencash.com. And so what's going on in the world of YouTube, Chris?
So YouTube is basically putting disclaimers on any kind of state-funded broadcasts. And their objective is supposedly to fight propaganda. It's kind of interesting because, well, let's go into it.
Yeah.
And
where's it coming from, the story?
So this story is coming from Ars Technica.
Okay.
It's a
good source.
Yeah, it's, well,
they're pretty libertarian sounding in a lot of their writings.
Yeah.
In my experience. I mean, I don't know if they are.
I don't know. But they definitely have a lot of content. Mm-hmm. I do have an issue with at least one of the stories that they put out where there was so much bad info. Mm-hmm. It sounded like it was all accurate, but it just sounded that way. Somebody who didn't know enough about it. Anyway, so I'm a little bit on the edge with Ars Technica, actually, but nonetheless. All right, so here we go. YouTube's latest strategy is to fight the spread of misinformation involving putting a disclaimer on videos from certain news sources. The online video website announced it will start labeling videos posted by the state-funded broadcasters to alert viewers that the content is, in some part, funded by a government source.
Interesting. So we're not just talking about the United States. We're talking about any state-funded broadcast.
So yeah, RT... The Verge says that includes anything uploaded to YouTube by PBS.
PBS
gets a small portion.
I thought it was 90% funded by the state, no?
No. They get most of their funding from underwriters.
It's 10%, right? 10%
state?
Okay.
That comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. But they get the vast majority of their funding from places like the Ford Foundation and the Kellogg Group.
Wasn't one of Trump's promises that he was going to pull the funding from NPR and PBS?
No, that was Mitt Romney that was supposedly going to kill Big Bird.
Okay. It wouldn't have because the PBS is not even, well, as you said,
right.
It's not even
they get such
funded.
A small amount of their funding from a government source. And I know that there are people like myself that would wind up becoming monthly donors to PBS if they stopped getting funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
And that's the thing. Like, if we all had more money because we had less government stealing from us, less money, we'd have more funds to fund things like PBS, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
There was a... I think I do recall, and in fact, I'm looking here March 16th, this is from last year, the Trump administration released its budget outline for 2018, complete with a plan to axe funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So okay. that was a headline. I thought it was during the campaign that he was talking about that, because I remember giving some praise to that idea.
Okay, I just remember during the Romney campaign, the claim that Mitt Romney was going to kill Big Bird.
Yeah, and, you know, please pull the funding from these agencies, because they're doing fine. If you've got 90% of your funding coming from outside agencies or you know, sponsors or donors, right, or whatever, and you lose 10%, you're not going to go under. You're going to be all right, and your donors are going to kick in the remaining 10%. That's what's right. going to happen.
Same thing if the National Endowment for the Arts went away. Your local art right. museum would not wind up closing.
Well, they may close, but that would have nothing to do with, you know, the national. It's hard. It's probably hard.
It's not going to close because the National Endowment for Arts goes away.
Right.
Is my point.
Yeah, yeah.
No, there's tons of money in art.
Right. Local art museums get the vast majority of their funding from volunteer sources.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, let's go on with the story.
So yeah, I just want to make one other comment. Yeah, so it's not there's a lot of propaganda outlets, so to speak, besides PBS, it's
the BBC,
the BBC, RT, DW.
Yeah.
A lot of different governments have
DW. That's the German one, right?
Yeah, DW is Germany.
Oh, the CBC.
Yeah, the CBC, that's the Canadian Broadcasting.
The Canadians, don't you know?
I think Australia has...
Nigerian Television Authority.
I think Australia has something, too.
North Korea, although they probably don't have the bandwidth to upload video. So I would.
Do they have YouTube in North Korea?
No. They have YouTube, but do they have it in North Korea is a good question. I don't know if the elites, because you probably have to be an elite to have access to the internet at all in North Korea.
Right, and there was something, and I don't know how legitimate the source was, but there was something claiming that there were only like 27 websites that could be accessed from North Korea, and they had a link to all of them.
That was externally, right? Not internally, because there's the intranet within North Korea.
Right, and YouTube is not owned and operated by the North Korean government. So if they're...
Right.
And my point was, I don't think YouTube was on the list of what North Koreans can access that is not hosted by the North Korean government.
Just because they only have 27 sites that are accessible from North Korea.
That means there are 27 North Korean websites.
Right, that doesn't mean they can't access websites outside North Korea.
I suspect
But there's not many people who have general internet access in North Korea to begin with.
It's probably the case that the elites can
internet access
and the others can't.
Right. So like there may be like or here's another great example.
Maybe.
I don't know, because they're so strict on you're not allowed to get information from South Korea. If somebody sends you
a
book,
but this is why they have the party elites. This is the top,
want the party elites watching Gangnam Style and American Ninja Warrior. They're not going to let them go on YouTube.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
But this is okay.
I'm speculating.
This is why they have an intranet where they have sites that are internal to the country.
Yeah.
And other countries, it's not the only one. There's a lot of other countries who have also done this. Iran has done something similar. The communist
Bahrain
country south of the
Burma,
Cuba has an intranet, so you can email.
Their internet sucks in Cuba, from what I understand.
Yeah, but you can email one person from one island, one side of the island to the other.
We got more coming up here in moments about YouTube's new restrictions.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt, and one was put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice, or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with the precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live dial toll free and join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's YouTube, which of course a lot of people are users of that particular platform, so this news, it might be interesting to a lot of you out there, or it's the Russian controversy. Or also on the way, we can talk about cryptocurrency and more. Whatever you want to discuss, you decide by calling in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. And I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. If you are interested in learning about cryptocurrency, then please go to Bitcoin.com and get the basics. That's a great place to go and get started, learn about cryptocurrency, what it is, what makes it special, what makes it valuable, and why you might want to consider getting some, especially right now, considering the price is less than half of what it was within the last month or so. It's like $8,000-something today. Yeah. In fact, it dropped below $8,000 at one point earlier today to get a Bitcoin. So, and of course, you can get a fraction of a Bitcoin. Learn the basics over at Bitcoin.com. And if you want to get more than just the basics, they've got the latest news headlines. They've got a Bitcoin mining pool. They've got a forum. They've got all kinds of cool stuff. And it's all free. Well, the mining pool's not. But you can go to Bitcoin.com and get all kinds of information. So, speaking of information... Yes, sir.
Yeah, speaking of information, I did a little digging and found out that I was correct, that North Koreans are not allowed to access YouTube.
North Korean will not be allowed to access YouTube or anything else on the Internet for the most part.
Even those who can access the Internet,
they're not allowed.
The North Korean government censors and bans certain sites.
Yep.
They have specifically named YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Voice of America as websites that are not accessible in North Korea, and also a general blanket prohibition on gambling and, quote, sex and adult websites have been blocked.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like that great firewall of China, to where the government says, oh, well, nope, you're not allowed to access this and this and this and this.
But it's worse, because I don't know what percentage. It would be interesting to find out, and it would be hard to get this information because it's very difficult to get statistics out of North Korea. There aren't very many government available details or independent agencies that you can contact or anything.
Right.
You know, this is why in the rankings of the country's economic freedom and personal freedoms in the world, North Korea never even makes it into the rankings, because there's just no data that you can utilize to rank them in comparison to anything else. And so it would be interesting to find out what portion of the North Korean population even has the ability to get on the restricted version of their internet.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because The Guardian has a number.
Okay.
And they admit it's not an accurate number.
Right.
They estimate that more than 2 million North Koreans have mobile telephones.
Yeah.
But with very few exceptions, access to the internet is limited to officials,
party
technicians, and others with special permission from the North Korean government to use it under close supervision.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
So not only can the average person in North Korea not get on the internet, they are specifically, those who can get on the internet are specifically
watched.
Prohibited from visiting YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Voice of America, media sites in South Korea, anything involving gambling or quote-unquote sex and adult websites.
Thank you for looking into that.
It seems like it could actually hinder somebody's job, like somebody researching technology kind of stuff, or like teaching purposes and things like that. It's like there's a lot of information out there.
All you need to know is that Dear Leader provided you with everything you need. There was that document, one of the documentaries by Vice, where they went to the fitness facility.
Yeah.
And all of the equipment had been personally tested by Dear Leader.
Not only that, he designed the equipment.
And he designed the workout. That there was other equipment that he did not test or design.
That's right.
That didn't have the little plaques, and nobody used those because they only wanted to use equipment that was designed and approved by Dear Leader.
They might get black bagged if they end up using the other equipment. So it could have been just done out of straight fear or propaganda.
And he personally trained the dolphins at Korean SeaWorld.
That's right. It's amazing. It's an absolutely fascinating country to look into.
Yes.
And the Vice documentaries are very, very well done about North Korea. So check those out. So you're sharing a story from Ars Technica, Chris, about the YouTube policy that is apparently being rolled out, and we don't know when it's going to take effect or on which channels first. We did just do a quick sampling, did not see any kind of warning, because the idea is to warn the viewer, this is a state-funded channel. This is a state-funded video.
Yeah, and like I said, I've had issues with Ars Technica before, not getting everything right. They do a good job of making it appear that everything is right and accurate and quoting people, and then it's like, oh, but they quoted the wrong people or, whatever.
That's the media.
It's typical media, and it's unfortunate, because actually Ars Technica otherwise does a pretty good job, I think, in terms of reporting on issues that I'm interested in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately, it's not always accurate.
So, what else do we need to know?
So, YouTube will be labeling videos today, and the policy extends to, and this is the right here, video labeling videos today. I don't think we actually read that part of it before the cut off here. And the policy extends to outlets including the U.S. Public Broadcasting Service, i.e. PBS, in other words,
okay.
And the Russian government broadcaster,
RT,
which is Russian Today.
Yeah, it's not there yet on RT. I was just checking one of their most recent videos, and presumably this is going to apply across all of their videos. So it's not just, you know, videos that come out today on, it'll likely be their whole catalog will presumably be.
Yeah, that sounds
tagged.
Like what they're saying here.
Yeah, and again, I've got the blog post from YouTube pulled up, and they do have a screenshot of a video. Unfortunately, the title of the video is in an Asian language that I cannot read, but the disclaimer is in English. Okay. And it says, RFA is funded in whole or in part by the American government.
Radio Free America.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute. Let me continue here. So according to the report by the Wall Street Journal, PBS Videos will now have the label publicly funded American broadcaster, while RT will have this disclaimer. RT is funded in whole or in part by the Russian government. I just think this is hilarious. So, I mean, the wording to me comes off as a hugely biased and propaganda-ish. I mean, it comes off to me like there's a difference between using the word publicly funded.
Yeah.
Publicly funded could be like you and me and like unbiased.
That's
right?
What they want you to think,
right,
from that word.
But yeah. when they go to get to the Russian part, they're talking about in whole or in part by the Russian government, which automatically makes you scream propaganda.
Right.
So
yeah, that seems like a real unfair discrepancy.
Right.
Why treat the Russian government like that as compared to the
U.S.? Again, RFA, it says, funded in whole or in part by the American government.
Is that Radio Free America? Is that what that stands for? Because I'm on Voice of America's channel, and I don't see a warning there.
Again,
I don't know what that is.
All of this is other than that statement is in an Asian language that I believe to be Chinese, because part of it, RFA.CHIN.., which is probably Radio Free America China. I'm going to do some searching here and see what I can find.
Well, either way, let's continue.
Yeah, so the new policy is YouTube's way of informing, propagandizing, viewers about where the content they're watching is coming from. A piece of information often hidden or left unsought by the viewers themselves. The principle here is to provide more information to our users and let our users make the judgment themselves. Yeah, but you're telling them. Okay. As opposed to being...
I think this is a good policy.
Yeah, I think it's a good policy if it was unbiased and it simply had the same statement for all
I agree with you
broadcasters.
There. Yeah, it seems unfair to treat the Russian government differently than the American government.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes to show that I'm sure the Russian government is providing propaganda, but so is the U.S. government, and we're doing it on our own videos, and we're doing it via a corporation. But
we're not doing it unless you work for the government.
YouTube is, or Google is, so to speak, doing it.
All right, let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. I mean, I can't see why anybody except for the governments would object to this particular policy, but if you do,
I mean, the general policy, I don't. But
855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never
never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free to join us here. Bit of good news about YouTube going to be labeling government-funded videos on government-funded channels like RT, the BBC, PBS, NPR, presumably. These are all channels that are likely going to be getting this tag where each video will say something. Now, we're not really clear what the wording is going to be because we can't actually find any real examples of this happening yet.
Right, and, you know, I think this actually doesn't go far enough. If you're going to start labeling stuff and say that, you know, this entity is paid for or funded by the American government, go all the way. And Lenko, the company that makes the ballistic engineered armor response counterattack trucks.
The Bearcat.
The Bearcats. Slap disclaimers on their thing of
this company
only does business with governments. Start slapping disclaimers on videos by Boeing that this company relies heavily on government contracts.
I love it.
Start slapping things up on everything where you know that they rely heavily on government contracts.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. I support that. Was there more from the Ars Technica story? Because if not, I've got a comment from PBS in response to this.
Oh, yeah, there's a little bit more here.
Yeah, sure.
But you want to go and do the comment first?
Well, yes, and also you're welcome to comment here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you actually are against this, because PBS is going to be against it, if you are against this, I want to hear from you, because it would seem to me this is good transparency information. This is, you know, there must be a reason they've done this, right? Like, people must have complained or something. I don't know if YouTube reveals, hey, we're responding to consumer demand here.
The people that complained are in the federal government of, We had Russians interfering in the election, and companies like Google and YouTube and Facebook, they need to do something about these outside governments influencing our election by hosting debates with libertarians and Green Party candidates.
You're speculating that it was the government who complained about this, because they're targeting the U.S. government as well with their channels, although with different verbiage.
Right, and it appears to where, you know, they can kind of, hey, we're doing this for everybody, not just, you know, the Russians.
Right.
So, yeah, I am kind of speculating, but I've also been reading a lot of news recently to where there have been federal agencies demanding that Facebook and YouTube and these other outlets wind up providing information of the Russians interfering in elections.
So some of this is maybe a reaction to government threats by individuals in government to regulate YouTube. And these companies don't want to be regulated because it has increased costs. So, and then this article, of course, is somewhat biased, I think. So they twist words. This is the kind of the perspective I'm having of this whole thing. They seem to be twisting words, Ars Technica, of what YouTube has said, because, I mean, if we actually look at what YouTube is...
Well, Daryl has the actual press release.
I mean, when you actually look at the press release from YouTube, that's not the words that they use in the press release.
Okay.
So, I don't know, that's the perspective I'm getting from this all.
PBS, according to CNN.com, says, quote, according to one of their spokespeople, PBS receives a small percentage of its funding from the federal government. The majority of funding comes from private donations. More importantly, PBS is an independent, private, not-for-profit corporation, not a state broadcaster. YouTube's proposed labeling could wrongly imply that the government has influence over PBS content, which is prohibited by statute. If YouTube's intent is to create clarity and better understanding, this is a step in the wrong direction. We are in ongoing discussions with YouTube on this issue, but we have yet to reach a satisfactory solution. Unquote. Well, what I'd like to suggest to PBS is if they would like to be considered an independent broadcaster, they should go ahead and say no to any future checks that are being sent to them by the federal government.
Right.
Turn it down.
Technically, they can say that they are not accepting a check from the federal government because they get the check from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that gets the check from the federal government. So it's money laundering.
Yeah, that's... Well, no, it's not money laundering, because to money launder would be to take the proceeds of an illegal activity and make it appear as though it were legal.
Right. So the federal government, through the IRS, steals money from
Americans. No, that's legal. It's a legal taking.
Oh,
it's not stealing.
Right. Legal plunder is still theft. It's just theft by a different name.
Yes, I agree with you.
And then they give the money to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that gives the money. It's
not money laundering when they do it, Darryl.
Right, but it's money laundering.
Yeah, they also can print money from thin air, which is a whole other crime.
Right.
I mean, what do you call that crime?
Oh, well, you could make your own Ian bucks.
Yeah, I could.
You could print as many of those as you want. That would
Ian
not
tokens.
Be illegal.
Yeah.
It would only be illegal if you said the Ian dollar is a U.S. dollar.
Correct.
So wait, what happens if you peg the yen dollar to one U.S. dollar?
I don't know.
You can peg whatever you want to anything. It's only a crime when you say this is U.S. currency.
I actually have a story about Tether and what happened to them this week, which is a cryptocurrency supposedly pegged
to
the dollar. Seemed like a really bad idea to me, and turns out it is a really bad idea. But anyway, so there's what PBS has to say about it. They are upset. How dare the YouTube label PBS as a government-funded broadcaster? Well, they are government-funded, and they were created by the government, right? It was the government that created it, saying it was independent.
That's a good question. Was it the government? Does anybody know if it was government-created or if it was developed first and then funded part?
Even if it was the Corporation of Public Broadcasting who created it, if the government created the Corporation for Public Broadcasting,
well, of course,
it's still
that's not what I'm
the creation
saying.
Of the government.
I don't know the background of PBS, but it could have been created
and
independently and then got funding from the government.
I doubt it.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know. Maybe not. You may be totally right. Maybe it started out as 100% funded by government and created by government.
According to Wikipedia.
But it would be something that would be worth looking into.
Let's see here. Overview. Founded by Hartford Gunn, Jr. PBS operations began in 1970, taking over many of the functions of its predecessor, the National Educational Television, NET, which later merged with Newark station WNDT to form WNET. Unlike a five major commercial broadcast television networks in the U.S., ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, and the CW, which compensate their affiliate stations, PBS is not a network, but a program distributor. That's not really about the history there. So it's not clear. It says here it was founded by Hartford Gunn Jr., and I'd have to spend more time looking into this to see
what that is. PBS also has member stations where the different stations pay a fee to wind up, you know, being some kind of affiliate sort of thing. Now, I do know that C-SPAN was created by, I think that was created by an FCC rule that said community access television was also FCC mandate that, again, cable networks have to do a thing. So community access television would not necessarily exist absent the FCC, but it wasn't created by or funded by the federal government. It's a really weird sort of thing.
The early years, this according to Britannica.com, which apparently they still exist, an online forum. The early years of television or public television were dominated by NET, the National Educational Television, which relied primarily on funding from the Ford Foundation. Following the creation of the Public Broadcasting Act in 1967, the government-funded Corporation for Public Broadcasting, CPB, was established, and in 1969, it founded the Public Broadcasting Service as a successor to NET. So, yes, it was absolutely founded by the CPB in 1969, which was funded and created by the federal government. So, yes. And then I guess over time, you know, it became popular enough to where they got all the donations and such, and now they only take 10% of their, or whatever it is, I've heard it's 10% of their funding from the government. So look, PBS, if you are mad about what YouTube's doing, just go ahead and tell the federal government, no, we don't need your money, we're no longer going to accept this, we are going to be very proud of our independent status from here on out, but I don't think you can call yourself independent if you are still dependent even 10% on the federal government's handouts.
Well, Ian, didn't you know that the Postal Service is an independent agency?
Didn't you know that the
Federal Reserve is an independent, even though the president winds up naming who's on the board?
And even though the Postal Service gets their retirement money from the government.
Yeah, and their big giant deficit every year winds up being covered by the federal government.
Have they been covering that, or is it still just kind of building up? I'm not sure they've been covering it.
Well, they're, not allowing them to go bankrupt like any other business
that
racked up a $9 billion per year deficit.
Yeah, that much is true. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I think what they've been doing is the federal government's been shoring up the retirement funds for the Postal Service. I'm not sure if they've been paying the operating costs. That's a good question. We'll have to look into that because there's always some news about how the Postal Service is bleeding cash. More coming up.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.